Have you ever had a moment where you just stopped and thought, what am I doing with my life? And not just any casual thought, but one thought or one that lingers throughout the day or throughout the next couple of weeks, or it could even take months, depending on the kind of person you are. One that keeps you awake at night and one that makes you feel lost every time you stumble upon that thought. Even when everything in your life seems fine, yeah, you just suddenly say that, oh my fucking life is just messed up. If you ever felt this way, well, congratulations. I don't know why I included congratulations to the script, considering that congratulations isn't really the kind of word you would use for someone who is experiencing this. Pero yon, congratulations pa rin. Because you are facing or you had an existential crisis. And hindi ko alam kung paano ko ipapasok yung intro ko now that I've already said a lot of things. Pero hey, my name is Mark and you are listening to the Pagodcast here on Spotify. Kaya ayun na naman ako ng yun. Napansin ko sa kabila ko na episode, napaka-redundant ko masyado sa mga sinasabi ko. Hindi naman sa word na masyado, kasi hindi naman siya totally. Pero, I saw my mistakes, I've heard them all, I've listed them down, I reflected upon how I speak. And don't get me wrong, I am trying to improve each and every episode. So if this episode feels shit to you guys, well, just bear with me because I'm also learning how to do this thing. Pero yun, ayun na naman ako ng ayun. Going back to what I was saying a while ago, our topic for today's episode is existential crisis. Ngayon, we cannot delve into a lot of information about existential crisis if we don't know the main definition of what existential crisis is. Kaya ito, nag-prepare ako dito ng sinabi ni Google.com. Ang sabi niya, existential crisis is a period of intense questioning about life, meaning, and purpose. And this is one topic that I would like to bring up on every casual deep conversation I am having with literal people. However, I just feel that it wouldn't make that much sense kapag sinabi ko pa sa kanila and inelaborate ko ang aking experience with regards to this. Because bringing things like this up on a casual conversation, I believe, would just be boring for the typical person. Would just, you know, would make me feel like a nerd talking about my existence. Well, who would ever care about my existence? And yun yung nalabas sa isip ko kapag naiisipan ko na i-bring up to in a casual conversation. And that is one of the main reason why I started this podcast, is to voice out kung ano yung mga naiisip ko and to create a space for myself to talk about certain topics that I'm interested in. And this is one of the main interesting topic or one of the main topic of my interest. Hence, I am talking about this and I'm elaborating all of this only in this podcast. And don't get me wrong, I am not criticizing my friends or the people around me na baka hindi nila matripan ng mga ganitong usapan, pero that's just how I feel. That's just my opinion. I don't know how they perceive things like this, pero yun yung akin. Kaya, yeah, now that we understand the definition of an existential crisis, I am sure that all of us have already experienced, kung hindi man yung full extent na existential crisis, pwedeng a fraction of it is na-experience na natin. Just simply by asking that question, kung ano ba talagang purpose natin sa buhay natin? Bakit natin to ginagawa? Bakit ako nasa course na to? Bakit ganito yung career path na tinataha ko? And questions like those that I have just mentioned are often related to what we call the existential crisis. Because questioning about existence or questioning certain things that are in line with existence in general is a sort or a kind or a form of existential crisis. We may not feel the full extent of it, but the point that we are just asking ourselves and we cannot find the answer makes me believe that you are also facing or you have also faced existential crisis. But what does this really mean to us? Why do we struggle with these questions? Na, it's easy to say and it's easy to preach about these certain things, but why can't we give the answer to these simple questions? And simple nga ba siya? Malalaman natin mamaya. So, ano nga ba ang root ng existential crisis? Why do we feel this way? We search for meaning but we are unsure if we'll ever find it. And that's the key points of existential crisis. We search for the meaning of something. We search for the meaning kung bakit nakipag-break sa atin yung jowa natin. Bakit hindi ako nireply nitong chinat ko kanina na nagre-react naman siya sa mga story ko. Bakit hindi siya nagre-reply sa akin yun? Bakit nag-review naman ako sa exam pero hindi ako nakapasa? Bakit nandito ako sa sitwasyon na to? Hindi ko naman deserve yung ganitong situation. Kasi okay naman ang setup eh. Marami naman akong nagawang tama. Pero bakit ko nararanasan yung mga ganitong experience? Sino ba talaga ako? Gusto ko ba to? Yung mga ganong pag-overthink is a form of existential crisis. You are doubting who you are as well as doubting your existence. Bakit tayo nandito? Bakit ko nararanasan to? Sino ba talaga ako? Those are the kinds of question that revolves around this topic. And we are going to talk about this now. It's the weight of realizing that life has no inherent manual. Walang direktang manual ang life. Hindi tulad ng mga electric fan or ng mga appliances na may manual at may direct na manual kung paano gagamitin. Hindi siya one direct thing that you can learn just by watching a tutorial on YouTube. It's something that you have to find. And in order to find it, napakarami mong kailangan pagdaanan. Napakarami mong pag-overthink na you have to go through and you have to push through para malaman yung sagot. Pero hindi mo siya malalaman instantly. It would take time and it would take a lot of courage just to push through it. And if feel mo ay OA ako magpaliwanag, maybe because you have not yet experienced the full extent of an existential crisis. Yan, medyo nakakabulol yun. Pero I remember this quote, and this is one by Jean-Paul Sartre, and this he said, "A man is considered to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does." Responsable tayo sa mga bagay na gagawin natin, hence we are free. However, mapapatanong din ako dito, or minsan napapatanong din ako dito, is it really that great that we have this much freedom? Considering that we can become whoever we could potentially become. Pero minsan darating tayo sa point na do I really want to become that certain person that I thought I wanted to become? Is it really great that I am this much free that now, in my position now, I don't know what to do? Hindi naman sa board, pero hindi mo alam kung anong tatahakin mong daan. Since you are free and there is no one legitimate or not legitimate, but one direct direction, one definite direction, parang ang hirap maging free sa ganun. Lalo na kapag confused ka kung saan mo gustong pumunta. Hindi mo alam sa sarili mo kung anong klaseng person ka at saang daan mo gustong magpatungo. If I'm making any sense. And that's, you know, one of my thoughts, pero siguro okay lang ako mag-isip. Pero yun, those are my ideas when I come to read Sartre again and again. Because as we all know, he is one who is expert in existentialism. And I often find myself in a paradox every time I read his works. Speaking of paradox, ayan, the paradox of freedom states that we crave choices. But when given them, we feel overwhelmed. And ayun na nga yung sinasabi ko kanina. Where I am the kind of person who, yes, we are free according to Sartre. Because we could do everything we want to do in life. Or if we have the opportunity, we can do it. Pero the point is, having this much choices or options in life is often overwhelming. Na you like to do this but you cannot devote your whole life in doing this thing because you have to be practical and find a job or a career that would make you live. And you don't know which path to take. Dumarating tayo sa mga point na ganun where our hobbies or our genuine desires clash with what's practical in our life. Because not every desire we have would be beneficial for us financially or personally. Pero hindi siya yung practical na option, kaya hindi tayo pupunta sa direction na yon. Though gustuhin man natin, we are oftentimes being forced to do what has to be done than what we want to be done. And that much freedom, though you could do yung kung anong gusto mong gawin, and you have an option to do that, you are free to do that because you are a free person. However, ma-overwhelm ka sa thought na kung saang direction ka dadaan, which should you choose, which is essential. And doon napapasok yung existential crisis where nagka-clash yung dalawang thoughts, yung dalawang options. It could be more options, if, don't get me wrong. Pero nagka-clash yung dalawang options and thus at the end, you are overwhelmed about the amount of options you have. Not only in career, pero the things you want to do in life, every aspect in life that requires choices. So when does it happen? When does existential crisis happen? I believe na nangyayari siya during major life transitions. Like for instance, kapag nakagraduate ka na, hindi mo alam kung magta-take ka agad ng board exam or magtatrabaho ka muna or mag-iipon ka muna. Then saka ka magta-take ng board exam. However, naisip mo rin or sabi sa'yo ng mga professor mo na mas okay na mag-take ng board exam because it could traject your career into a much better direction. And oftentimes, ayun, we stumble upon these kinds of thoughts after finishing school or kapag nag-transition na tayo from like high school to college, we often feel lost kung nasa ang direction tayo natin gustong pumunta. If I'm making any sense. Minsan, marami pa dyan na napunta ka sa course na akala mo nung una ay trip mo, pero maiisip mo halfway through your college journey na parang hindi pala ito yung gusto ko. Meron pala akong mga trip dati na gawin pa, pero isinantabi ko yun kasi mas pinalo ko yung ego ko. I mean, that's not bad, but finding your real interest is what matters and disregarding the fact that you have that ego in you. And this speaks to me a lot because for the longest time, I have told myself that I would like to be an engineer. However, sa kalagitnaan ng aking first year, ayan, dito na ako mag-open up. Sa kalagitnaan ng aking first year in college, napapagtanto ko na mas trip ko pala mag-law. Though pwede naman siya after engineering, pero naisip ko na mas okay sana pala kung pumili na lang muna ako ng pre-law na course in college na inline sa law. Kasi kung mag-law school ka at the end and you are an engineering student, medyo malayo kasi yung hatak, if I'm making any sense. Medyo malayo. However, that does not mean na hindi siya possible. And that does not mean that no other people has done it already. Yun yung confusion ko nung ako ay first year college pa rin naman ako. Pero noong mga oras din na yun, hindi ko alam kung kaya ko lang ba naiisip yun ay dahil nung nahihirapan ako, ay naisip ko na siguro pag nag-ship ako ng ibang course, hindi ako mahihirapan ng ganito, hindi ako ha-hard pa kin ng aking mga problema, mga piset, mga na kailangan tapusin on that short deadline. Hindi ko alam kung dahil lang ba dun sa na-overwhelm ako sa course ko, na gusto kong tumakbo na lang, magpaka-coward at pumanap ng ibang option na mas trip ko naman talaga. Or kaya ako naiisip yung mga ganong thoughts ng pag-ship or paglipat or pagsisisi sa course na nakuha ko ay dahil trip ko talaga genuinely ang mag-law at mag-aral agad ng law. So yun dalawang tanong na gusto ko ba talagang mag-take ng law course agad as my pre-law? Or kaya ko lang ba naiisip na gusto ko yun or kaya lang ba na-emphasize yung idea na yun is dahil nahihirapan ako. And long story short, at the end, napagtanto ko na nahihirapan lang pala ako noong mga oras na naiisip ko yun. And doon na-emphasize sa thought process na yun ang existential crisis ko on those very moments. And it may seem a short period of time as I am talking about it now because this is just the summary. Pero the full extent was the whole year. Nung ako ay first year, ganun ang nararamdaman ko. Na ayo ang malas-malas ko kasi ito ang tinik ko. Pero ayun, napagtanto ko sa huli na kaya ko lang pala naiisip yung mga ganong thoughts is dahil nahihirapan lang ako. Not because I really, really want a law degree early on in my career, before law school. But the fact that nahihirapan talaga ako sa adjustment period noong ako ay first year. And that is one good example, I believe, of an existential crisis. You've been to a situation where you have to choose. And because of those overwhelming choices that you have had, is that you are doubting your existence. You are often thinking kung bakit mo ba talaga pinili yun? Am I that type of person who would really like to do engineering? Or am I that type of person who would like pursue law at a very early point on my career? And that is very empowering for me because the moment I reflect upon those kinds of moments, I feel great, not for the fact that grabe yung pinagdaanan ko mentally and existentially, but the fact that I've been through those and I am here where I'm standing now, which is I'm feeling great now. And though I am not sure of the future, at least I know to myself that I could give an answer. Despite how hard or how difficult giving an answer to these kinds of questions is, the mere fact that I've already been through those motivates me to push forward. And sana ganun rin kayo. My story wasn't that grand as someone who suffered in life na hindi siya makakain or ganun-ganun. Hindi man siya as dramatic as all of the other success stories there. And it's not even a success story. Pero the mere fact that I have been through that for a year or almost over a year is mind-blowing na napagdaan ko siya and I'm talking about it now. Ang daming naganap ng mga oras na yon, and it wasn't that grand as I am telling it now. So yan, ayun, ang isang halimbawa ng kung bakit natin nararanasan na existential crisis. Not because it randomly appears, but it is stimulated by the things that happen also in our lives. Our choices, our decisions, who we are as a person could highly affect kung kailan mangyayari ito. And yun, hindi natin siya basta-basta mapupush over. If we have something that we cannot take out of our mind and it is something existentially stressing, then you are having an existential crisis. And also, one thing kung bakit nangyayari ito is, I believe, the question that comes in our mind kung bakit nagsisimula ito is by asking, is this all there is? Or kapag sa relationship, hanggang dito na lang ba? Is this all that I would achieve in life? Is this all after all of those hard work? I saw my test paper and I passed. And after this, what? Walang pa konfeti? Walang pa cake si sir? Walang pa blowout si ma'am? Walang palit yun si nanay? Pag-uwi? Hindi, biro lang. Pero yun, one that stimulates this is that question in particular. And this is, I believe, one of the main reasons as well. Kasi you are like going to a dead end. It's like even when things seem to be going well, you often randomly ask this to yourself, is this all there is? Ito na lang ba ang meron? Yeah, tinagalog ko lang eh. One example of this is someone who achieves their dream. Na-achieve mo na ang gusto mo. Gusto mong maging abogado, nakagraduate ka ng law school, pumasa ka ng bar exam, and boom, abogado ka na. Wow, congratulations. Nag-party-party kayo. Now what? Is this all there is? Hanggang ito na lang ba yun? Yun na yun. I've been through all of those work. And yes, I got what I wanted. But why don't I feel happy? Why don't I feel fulfilled? Is this all there is? I remember a quote from Viktor Frankl. And this he said, when a person can find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. And this is where crisis depends. Or this is where the crisis rather depends. Dito mas lumalala yung sitwasyon. Kapag tinatabunan natin yung problema or yung kaisipan natin with regards to existentialism, Dito mas lumalala ang scenario. When we try to escape the questions instead of facing them. When we try to run away from something instead of facing them. I believe that this happens or this problem arises not only with matters related to existential crisis but with matters related to life itself. Kasi meron tayong mga problema na kaya naman nating harapin at solusyonan yet prino-prolong pa natin. We are often distracting ourselves na, ay, mamaya na lang yon, mamaya ko na lang gagawin, mamaya ko na lang kakausapin, mamaya na lang makikipag-usap, inulit ko lang, napaka-redundant ko naman. Pero you get the point. Overanalyzing our existence leads to exhaustion. Kasi sabihin na natin na hinarap mo na nga ang existential crisis mo, pero overanalyzing it leads to us being exhausted, leads to a lot of energy being taken away from ourselves, our lives, our physical body. Kahit na naiisip mo lang yun, mai-stress ka to the point na nakakapanlambot, ayokong tumayo, i-distract ko na lang ulit ang sarili ko na manood ng TikTok at mag-scroll sa Instagram or mag-scroll or mag-share ng meme sa Facebook para matabunan yung thought na hindi ko mabigyan ng kasagutan. And then ayun, babalikin na naman sa dati mong gawi. Pero the problem still occurs again and again. The thought doesn't go out of your head no matter what. You are just prolonging the suffering in your head. And I am speaking through experience. And I'm sure that says a lot. Kaya hindi ko na i-elaborate. I've read this book which is called The Myth of Sisyphus. Or Albert Camus and the Myth of Sisyphus. I remember the idea, and it says there that the idea of life itself is absurd, searching for meaning in a meaningless universe. One instance is Sisyphus. Siya ay naparusahan ng mga gods. And ang parusa sa kanya ay kailangan niyang i-lift up or itulak yung boulder pataas ng mountain. And no one knows if he is happy or not by doing that again and again, but he doesn't really even have a choice to begin with. He was punished to do that and that's his life now. Pero hindi mo alam, wala sinabi dun kung masaya ba siya sa ginagawa niya o hindi. And how is this related to what I was saying a while ago? It's because he doesn't have a choice. On that meaningless universe that he is in, he doesn't have a choice but to give meaning in what he's doing. Otherwise, who knows what's gonna happen to him? He's gonna lose direction. And losing direction means he's already dead inside. And if you're dead inside while you're living physically, then it's more difficult than being dead physically. Because being dead inside means that you have to live suffering again and again while you can still experience each and every moment of it. Each and every bit of the suffering you can experience. So in line with what I'm saying a while ago, this is a quote from Albert Camus, and this he said, "The struggle itself towards the height is enough to fulfill a man's heart. One must imagine Sisyphus happy." And yun nga yung ini-explain ko kanina. It wasn't stated whether Sisyphus was happy pushing that old heavy boulder again and again or not. But one must imagine that Sisyphus was happy pushing that boulder. One must give meaning to that, and that meaning should be optimistic enough for one to believe that the meaning of Sisyphus' suffering was a great meaning, hence he kept on doing it. Otherwise, without meaning, without a great meaning, then he wouldn't be doing it. Hence, one must imagine Sisyphus happy. Instead of searching for a good, grand meaning, Camus suggests that we embrace the absurd and create our own meaning. Instead of finding a real definite meaning in this universe, it doesn't matter if your understanding of some certain scenarios or things are as absurd as someone else. But the point is to give meaning. Hindi yung bibigyan mo ng meaning yung bawat chat sa'yo ng crush mo. Hindi ganon. Ibang meaning ang tinutukoy ko, ha? Just to be clear. But a meaning that would enlighten you. Meaning that would make you think. Hindi naman sa pagiging delusional. Pero a realistic meaning naman. No? Meaning na makabuluhan. And meaning na may saysay. Meaning na logically in line with the standards. Hindi yung meaning na para kang ulaga. Hindi ganun. ayusin natin ang ating pagbibigay ng meaning. At hindi dapat lahat, if hindi naman necessary at hindi naman existential, ay bibigyan na natin ng meaning. Huwag kayong may encourage at hindi ko kayo ine-encourage, lilinawin ko lang. Hindi ko kayo ine-encourage na ganun ang gawin sa anumang aspect ng buhay natin. I am talking about existential crisis. And this is a matter that is separate from all other matters, all other earthly matters that we are experiencing. This is a much deeper topic in my opinion. Ayun lang, clarify ko lang. Baka kasi yung iba dyan, nagtanong lang yung crush nila sa kanila kung anong gagawin dito sa ganito. Inisip na nila agad na crush ka nila. Pero what if nga, no? What if? What if? Hindi natin nasasabi. Hindi ko masasabi. Pero yun, the point is, huwag bigyan ng meaning ang very simple stuff na hindi naman na dapat bigyan. Bigyan ng meaning or hanapan ng meaning yung mga bagay na existential. In that way, you won't feel empty inside. In that way, you will feel fulfilled in a manner na may sense naman yung pagbibigay mo ng meaning. Hindi siya pointless. So how do we cope? How do we cope with existential crisis? And this is from someone na na-experience na to. And I believe that you've already experienced it. I don't know how you've got through it. But this is from me and I've written down everything that I want to say. Hence, I have a clearer explanation with regards to this. Wow. Kaya, I am not, kung noong nakarang episode, I am not claiming to be a self-help guru. Now, I am claiming to be an existential crisis expert. Kaya makinig kayo sa expert, na joke lang. I have journaled my experience and I've written about my experience. So this is my tip. Wow, tip. Parang galing. Parang ano ah, parang well experienced. Unang-una, accepting that there might be no universal meaning. Gaya nga ng sinabi ko kanina or gaya nga ng idea in line with Camus's idea na it doesn't have to be a grand meaning. Hindi siya dapat definite meaning na yun na talaga yung sagot. Kasi our universe is at a rate where it is slowly being destroyed. It is expanding in a rate by which we could not perceive. And this is supported by the second law of thermodynamics, which is related to entropy or the level of disorder of each and everything in the universe. Kasi wala namang definite sa mundo eh. Sabi nga ng kanta, ang lahat ay nagbaba. Ganun rin daw ang puso niya. Pero the point is, you should give or accept rather that there might be no universal meaning. One idea of this or why I'm saying this is because of the idea of Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche stated or he believed that the idea of creating our own values instead of following predetermined one is far better than seeking for predetermined ones that does not really exist. And he said, quote unquote, "He who has a why to live can hear all or can bear almost anyhow." And that quote speaks for itself. Instead of searching for a universal answer, try to ask yourself, what gives my life meaning? Instead of asking, what is the meaning of my life? Hanapin mo or alamin mo in an easier manner kung anong nagbibigay ng meaning sa buhay mo. And that question converts the question a while ago into a question that is easily answerable by reflecting upon yourself. Kung anong nagbibigay sa iyo ng meaning. Sabi nga ng Nescafe, bakit ka bumabangon? Ay, basta ganun. Basta related sa ganun. Hindi ko man masabi quote unquote, pero you get the point. Bakit ka bumabangon kada umaga? What gives me meaning? Bakit tumatakbo ang buhay ko? Bakit motivated ako mabuhay araw-araw? Maybe the meaning of life isn't something we find, but something we build. And yun yung itatak nyo sa isip nyo. Kasi it's not always about seeking or searching for an answer to something. It's about building an answer to something. There are problems in our life, though I'm not that experienced about problem because I'm only at my 20s. And I am humble enough to accept that. Na marami pa akong kailangan matutunan. Pero the point is, there are certain problems on our lives na hindi siya nahahanapan ng solusyon. We build solutions for it. And oftentimes, we have to pay attention and be humble about those certain questions. Kasi most of the time, and ito yung lagi kong sinasabi, and I'm sure that you would probably hear this to my next podcast. This is one that I say na, do not always believe in what you think of. Just because you're at the right age, just because you are well experienced, doesn't mean you'll always be correct. Just because you think that marami ka na napag-aralan or na-experience doesn't mean you'll always find the right answer. Because what if the answer isn't something that you find, but it's something that you build? Then dun pa lang, sa pag-approach mo or pag-perceive mo ng problem na yon, hindi mo na mahanapan ng solusyon. Because on the first place, hindi siya something that you should find. It's not something that you could give solution to by talking to others. It's not something that nauutang sa bangko at babayaran mo tas okay na. Hindi yun ganun. There are problems in life. Always remember this, young ones. Wow, young ones. Kala mo, tanda na eh. Pero yun, always remember that there are some things that you have to build a solution to. Hindi mo hahanapin or hindi nahanap yung kasagutan doon. Yes, you may find similar scenarios, but that doesn't mean that those scenarios will apply for you. There are things that apply to others and there are things that apply to only yourself. And that's what makes you unique. That's what makes each and every individual unique. So number two, the second point kung paano tayo magko-cope sa existential crisis, I believe is to find joy in small things instead of grand answers. So existentialist philosophers suggest that living authentically, finding purpose in everyday moments is where to go. At sinama ko to dito, hindi dahil natripan ko lang. Sabi ko nga nung una pa lang, ay lahat ng nilagay ko dito is with accordance to my personal experience and also to my readings. Kaya I've included this to find joy in small things instead of grand answers is that oftentimes, okay man akong pakinggan sa mga susunod na sasabihin ko, pero oftentimes, when I have a bad day, by doing simple activities or by doing simple things in life, and what I mean by simple things is sobrang mga simpleng mga bagay ay nakakapag-okay na ulit sa akin. I'm magically okay and I'm magically thinking straight again. One example of this is by eating a decent meal every day and sobrang babaw niya kung tutuusin. Hindi ko alam kung sobrang babaw din ba sa inyo, pero it's something simple in life that most of us experience. And kapag nakakain ako or kapag kumakain ako ng isang decent na meal, lagi akong napapangiti. Legit yun. Nabanggit ko siya sa mga tropa ko and pansin din siguro nila. And lagi ko nasasabi sa isip ko na napakaswerte ko naman at nararanasan ko to. I'm fortunate enough. I'm glad that I'm fortunate enough that I can live another day eating a great meal and napaka-fulfilling lang niya sa pakiramdam. Hindi ko alam kung nakakuha niyo na yung main character vibes with respect to my story. Pero hindi, wala akong pakialam kung isipin niyo man na pa-main character ako. Pero ayun, sobrang, ang sarap lang for me sa pakiramdam na I am able to eat a decent meal no matter my struggles, no matter what my problems are, and no matter their extents are. Kahit pabagsak man yan sa quiz or exam, kapag nakakain ako ng isang decent na meal habang kumakain ako, lagi pa rin ako napapangiti at nasasabi sa isip ko na sobrang swerte ko naman kasi I am given this opportunity by the universe na makakain ng ganito. And that's where I find joy. Hindi lang yun. Marami pang iba. Isa pang halimbawa ay kapag naho-homesick ako sa dorm kasi nagdo-dorm ako eh. Kasi malayo yung school na pinapasukan ko ngayon sa mismong bahay namin. And so, sometimes, once I am homesick, I stand up sa tapat ng pintuan. And tumitingin ako dun sa, meron kasing lamppost dun sa tapat ng dorm namin. And yun, nakatingin lang ako dun habang tinitingnan yung mga alitap-tap na umiikot or umaaligid dun sa lamppost na yun. And yun, habang humihinga ng hindi ko alam kung sariwang hangin pa ba yung hinihinga ko or hindi na. Pero the point is, moments like that, yung mga chill na moments, ayan, sobrang na-appreciate ko. And every time I'm lost, every time I feel stress, or every time I feel like I need to think clearly but I can't do it, I just find chill moments. Like, it could be in a form of walking alone, or going out alone, or eating alone, or reading a great book. Yung mga ganong bagay, despite me not having answers to my struggles, I really, really appreciate those simple moments. And yun ang proud ako sa sarili ko. Kasi napapansin ko, maunti na lang sa ano natin ngayon, sa generation natin ngayon, or sa mga tao ngayon ang na-appreciate yung mga ganong kalit na bagay. Hindi naman sa pagiging mababaw, pero you're being appreciative kasi sa mga bagay-bagay. You're appreciating, yun, kasi sa palagay ko, yung mga ganong kalilit na bagay, that's where you find genuine joy. Merong mga joy tayo sa buhay natin na temporary lang. Merong mga joy na gagastos ka lang ng ganito tapos after a few moments wala na. Hindi mo na siya ma-enjoy and you're gonna feel lost at the end. Kasi hindi siya definite, hindi siya okay. And since sabi ko nga kanina, wala naman definite sa mundo, you know in the very first place that it would have to end. And don't get me wrong, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that yung mga joys, yung mga simple joys won't end, but those simple joys in life, those simple things in life would, in my opinion, give far more joy than the things in life that are temporary, that are just a burst of joy in your life. It's in line with existentialism. It's just to find joy in your existence, to find joy in your life and not just stress about or finding grand joys. You cannot find grand answers early on your journey. And you cannot find them on an instant. And you don't even know pala in the first place kung merong grand answer. But if you really, really enjoy your process or your progress, or you really enjoy your life today, you really enjoy the small things today, then you won't be that much lost, in my opinion, for these grand answers. Because there wouldn't be grand answers. There wouldn't be that perfect answer. There will always be flaws, in my opinion. And if you cannot accept that there will always be those kinds of things early on, then it's gonna be difficult for you at the end, in my opinion. Kasi kung sa mga maliliit na bagay, hindi mo na-appreciate, you'll just feel empty pagtagal. Kasi ang hahanapin na dyan ng katawan mo, hahanapin na dyan ng sarili mo, is yung mga grand na bagay, yung mga grand na answers. Now, the third way of coping with existential crisis is, in my opinion, living in the present instead of being paralyzed by the future. And I have included this because this is upon my reflection na, why am I thinking so much and why am I being overwhelmed so much on what could happen in the future? And I've stumbled upon this lots and lots of times. And I believe that this is also a relatable thing. Kasi oftentimes, sabi ko nga dun sa last episode natin, na saka o-overthink natin, we are often paralyzed. And what I mean by paralyzed is ma-overwhelm tayo. Tatama rin tayong gawin yung mga dapat natin gawin because at the first place, we are overwhelmed. Hindi natin alam kung paano magsisimula. And we are losing the energy na magsimula just because of overthinking. When instead, ang pinakamainam naman palang gawin is just to do it. Just to live in the present moment and try to do something good in the present and actually do it. Not just think of it, not just envision it, not just write it down or talk it with your friends. Pero gawin mo. You live in the present moment because what matters now is what's gonna matter forever. Your future wouldn't matter if you cannot do anything about it in the present. And that I believe is very powerful. Kaya ko siya sinama dito. One guiding quote on this is what I've read on from Marcus Aurelius. And this he said, I am cherry picking my quotes here. But this he said, you could live life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. And this is from one of my favorite books. This is from Meditations. I've just finished reading this. And the idea of it, or the idea of Stoicism in general, suggests that focusing on the present, focusing on what we control at the moment, is far better than worrying about things we cannot control in the future. Our actions, our mindsets, and our daily life, it's what matters the most. You can have a grand future in mind. But the question is, kung kaya mo ba siya mapulpil at your present state? If your present state is too lazy enough to strive for a better future, how will you arrive to that destination? Similar goes for sasakyan. Kung ang sinasakyan mong vehicle ay pautay-utay at sira-sira na, paloko-loko na, sa palagay mo ba makakarating ka sa Baguio ng ayos? Sa palagay mo ba makakarating ka sa destination mo on a proper time? Yes, I believe that if one wants to go to a destination, he will not have any alibis. Gagawa at gagawa yan ang paraan para makarating sa paroroonan niya. Pero the question is, if that person is really committed in doing such thing, in taking such risks. And this is far beyond existentialism, pero this is somewhat related din. Kasi by focusing on what you can control now, eliminates the worry kung ano ka na sa future, kung anong magiging future mo. By doing things or by taking action to things you can control today, like for instance, your mindset or how you can perceive things and your actions, then you wouldn't worry that much because you know that you're doing something to find your meaning. You are doing something to build that meaning that you so longed for. Now, to conclude everything that I've talked about, ask yourself, so what's the answer to that existential crisis? Ngayon, dapat alam mo na. Hindi naman ngayon, pagkatapos ng podcast at naraman mo na yung mga solutions ko. But honestly, there could be a lot of answers to that. There could be a lot of answers to your existential crisis. And you have to accept na that's okay. Hindi ka laging mauuwi sa isang sagot. Because in my opinion, life isn't about finding one ultimate purpose. It's about creating meaning in small ways. Gaya nga ng sinabi ko kanina. Finding meaning in everything you do. Appreciating everything you do. Maliit man yan or malaki. Achievement man yan o hindi. And alam kong it's easier said than done. Pero you should do it. And in the long run, trust me, it would help a lot with your existential crisis. Tested and proven. Because the most common form of despair is not being who you are. If you feel lost, start by being yourself. Start by doing what feels real to you. Now ito, alamin mo rin, or itanong mo rin sa sarili mo. Have you ever had an existential crisis? And how did you deal with it? Ngayong enlightened ka na sa yung ibang form sa existential crisis, yung mga questions na pwedeng i-ask related to existential crisis, alamin mo kung dumaan ka na ba dito. And alamin mo rin kung paano mo nahanap ang sagot. In that way, upon reflection, malalaman mo or pwede mong malista or pwede mong ma-pinpoint ang mga dapat mong gawin or ang mga nagawa mo na para sa susunod na mga existential crisis mo pa. Which I believe, if you are really serious about life, magkakameron ka pa na or you'll experience this a lot. Pero the good thing is, or the good news is, that since you've already been through that, is malalaman mo na, upon reflection, dapat lagi nagre-reflect. So upon reflection, malalaman mo na kung paano mo malalampasan yung mga ganun. Ano yung mga thought process? Ano yung mga tanong na dapat mong itanong? And ano yung mga dapat mong i-consider na mga bagay to get through that? Lastly, I encourage everyone to call to action, but not get stuck in overthinking. You should think of solution, pero not to the point na you will overthink the solution na mauubusan ka na ng time para gawin yung mismong solution na dinipik mo na. Pero lastly, to close this topic, let me encourage each and everyone na ang buhay man na hindi man tayo laging makakahanap ng kasagutan sa ating mga katanungan. Pero hindi ibig sabihin noon na titigil na tayong mabuhay, titigil na tayong mag-strive. Just keep searching. Or kung hindi siya nahahanap, sabi ko nga kanina, just keep building. Keep questioning. But most importantly, never forget to keep going. Because you have to. You have to keep going. And that is our podcast for today. Nawa ay marami kayong naunawaan at naintindihan. Nawa ay na-explain ko itong topic na to in a way na na-enlighten kayo sa existential crisis. And nawa ay nakatulong ang aking mga advice para naman maibsan ang pag-existential crisis ng bawat isa sa ating. Yun, tatapusin ko na dito. Paulit-ulit na naman ako sa yun. Pero tatapusin ko na dito ang ating podcast. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Kung umabot man kayo dito at kung nagustuhan nyo man ang podcast na ito, maaari nyo bang i-follow ang aking podcast? Kasi kung hindi, bahala na kayo sa joke. I-follow nyo para alam ko na may nakikinig sa akin. Pero if not, hindi nyo natripahan. I don't. Okay lang. Okay lang din. Also, kung may gusto ko yung ma-improve sa pagsasalita ko, sa pag-explain ko, just feel free to message me in a way na makakatulong talaga. Not in a way na nakaka-depress kasi mabilis akong maapektuhan naman. Joke lang. Pero yun, sabihin niyo sa akin kung may mga bagay akong hindi na-explain ng ayos or kung may mga suggestions kayo or mga nakatulong sa inyo na hindi ko nabanggit dito. So that being said, let me end the podcast here. Paulit-ulit na ako na i-end ko pero hindi ko pa ine-end. Pero ito na talaga, promise. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. My name is Mark and you are listening to the Pagodcast here on Spotify.